This is KCUR. I'm Gina Kaufman. You know all that time millennials spend on Facebook and Twitter? Well, it might actually be getting them out into their communities to make a difference. KCUR's Suzanne Hogan takes us to an old city park that's being revived because of one young man who was captivated by it as a kid.
Downtown, at Jefferson and 8th Street, on the west end of the Quality Hill neighborhood, construction crews are busy at work building new condos. These condos will sit just across the street from West Terrace Park, one of the oldest parks in the city, and the view is pretty amazing.
I see people at the top with cameras or binoculars all the time.
I'm here at the top of a bluff with architectural designer Sean Owens. There's a stone retaining wall that sits between two towers. You can see the 12th Street Bridge, the West Bottoms, downtown Kansas City, Kansas, trains, the old airport, and the confluence of the Kaw and Missouri River. Sean isn't a part of the condo development across the street. He's an architect who happens to have a dream for what's going on right here.
It's obviously a place people want to be, and the park is in this kind of condition and people still want to be here. Can you imagine if this was restored to its grandeur, how many people would want to be here?
Let me give you a sense of what Sean means by grandeur. When this park on the side of a cliff was built back in the early 1900s, it was designed to be a connecting point for Kansas City's parks and boulevard system, envisioned by the landscape architect George Kessler. He was kind of the mastermind behind Kansas City's green spaces then. From the stone wall, there used to be a long staircase that took you down to a grotto and onto a scenic roadway along the bluffs. In the 1960s, the road was destroyed for the I-35 highway extension. When Sean was a kid, he thought the towers were just some type of fortress.
Once I saw the historic photos of the staircase and how gorgeous it once was, I couldn't even believe that was Kansas City.
Sean's 30 now and says the photo got him wondering.
Once I put the two together, that the stone towers that I loved as a child were the staircase, I was pretty depressed because I thought the stairs were definitely gone for good.
But Sean describes himself as an optimist. He started a Facebook group called Uncovering West Terrace Park. It connected him with interested volunteers, and he met with the parks department. Earlier this summer, Sean organized a series of cleanup days. They removed trash, cut back the invasive bush honeysuckle, and basically started digging to see if they could find these lost stairs.
It looked like a sloped hillside, basically, between the two retaining walls.
Volunteers dug up 3 feet of eroded mud from the hillside, removing tons of glass shards and roots before they hit concrete. And lo and behold, the original stairs were there, preserved by layers of mud. Since that initial discovery, they've uncovered a good chunk of the staircase, but there's still a lot Sean wants to see happen before the winter.
I definitely want to get the entire staircase uncovered.
When Sean and I visited West Terrace Park, he hadn't been back there since before the 4th of July. That holiday, combined with the recent air show, left the park trashed with litter again, so much so that Sean says it's nearly as bad as it was before they had done any of the cleanups.
Gosh, this trash really is terrible, terrible. But I'm not discouraged.
We're committed to helping clean it up, for sure. But I don't know what all the details that that's going to involve yet.
I talked with Forrest Decker. He manages the maintenance for all of Kansas City's 221 parks. He says partnering with community groups is the best approach for these types of efforts.
One of my thoughts is if there's a group of citizens interested in doing something, it's probably going to last longer and be taken care of better than if we just decide to do something on our own. You know, because you have some community buy-in at that point.
Forrest has been working with Sean Owens at West Terrace Park. He even has the park's people help out on cleanup days. But he says that park has its own unique challenges. For example, the stairs don't really lead to anywhere except for a highway, and the steep slope has erosion issues, obviously capable of burying a staircase with 3 feet of mud. And though Forrest says it's not illegal for people to use the park stairs, the whole area has not been deemed completely safe. Back at the park, Sean has heard all these criticisms before, but they don't faze him.
This is a very historic and important park in our city, who is supposedly very proud of our park and boulevard system. And to let it sit here like this, I think is unacceptable.
Sean's greater vision is to see the stairs connect to a walking path that takes you to the 12th Street Bridge. He even mentions the idea that highways aren't necessarily permanent and sees opportunity for someday someday, the possibility of a different design that completely reutilizes the space below the stairs. He knows these are big, expensive dreams. So for now, he's focused on the most attainable goal, to dig up and uncover the rest of the stairs, so that people can maybe see the vision that he sees.
KCUR's Suzanne Hogan brought us that story.